How you guys doing this afternoon? 2021 is starting to... Woo-hoo-hoo! I seen this one today, and I just had to freaking get it out to you guys. I know it's not biker news, but it is some very important stuff going on out there. Oh, hey, what's up, Invader Biggie? Welcome to the Throttle Club, by the way. We really appreciate you joining up and supporting the show. But today is not biker news related. I was actually not going to be freaking doing anything this weekend. And then all this started breaking out. And I was like, damn, man, I better get this out to the crowd out there, man. Let them know what's going on around the country. And we do have, it's just been breaking within the last hour or two. And not only with this election certification coming up, the 6th, but cops are starting to lose support on all sides now, not just the left, but now the right is doing it. Wait till you see this video that I'm going to show with these protests and that happened with the Proud Boys and stuff. But the biggest news right now, and we're going to go right to it, man. We're not going to even play around right now. Let's get... Okay, here we go, man. This just hot off the press. It's hitting everywhere right now. GOP senators led by Cruz to object to the Electoral College certification, and they're demanding an emergency audit on this election. They're calling for an Electoral Commission to be established to audit all the results. Oh man, I never thought that'd happen. Now, what they're doing is they want to form it, like, I think it was 1877 when a situation like this occurred before, a 10-day type audit with some House members, senators, and also judges. Cruz and other senators claim that the November 3rd election, quote, featured unprecedented allegations of fraud and illegal conduct. Joining Cruz are Senators Ron Johnson out of Wisconsin, James Lankford out of Oklahoma, Steve Daines out of Montana, John Kennedy, I really like that one, out of Louisiana, Marsha Blackburn out of Tennessee, Mike Braun out of Indiana, as well as Senators-elect Cynthia Loomis out of Wyoming, Roger Marshall out of Canada, Bill Hagerty out of Tennessee, and Tommy Tuberville out of Alabama. And don't forget that Josh Hawley has been also in this, and it goes on to say, there is a separate effort from one announced by Hawley, who said this week that he will object to what he claims was the failure of some states, most notably Pennsylvania, to follow their own election laws. Going on in the story, voter fraud has posed a persistent challenge to our elections. Although its breadth and scope are disputed, the lawmaker said Saturday in a statement, by any means, the allegations of fraud and irregularities, or whatever the hell it is, that Fox News, I can't believe you spelled something wrong, in 2020 election exceeded any in our lifetimes. Now, we do have a statement from them, led by Senator Cruz. America is a republic whose leaders are chosen in democratic elections. Those elections, in turn, must comply with the Constitution and with federal and state law. When the voters fairly decide an election pursuant to the rule of law, the losing candidate should acknowledge and respect the legitimacy of that election. And if the voters choose to elect a new office holder, our nation should have a peaceful transfer of power. Quote, the election of 2020, like the election of 2016, was hard fought and in many swing states narrowly decided. The 2020 election, however, featured unprecedented allegations of voter fraud, violations, and lax enforcement of election law and voting I'm not just going off on that one. I'm pumped on this one. But this is something in Chicago we know about, but the rest of the nation, I guess, is starting to feel the pinch of what this is. Allegations are not believed just by one individual candidate. Instead, they are widespread. A poll shows that 39% of Americans believe the election was rigged. That belief is held by 67% of Republicans, 17% of Democrats, 31% of independents. That's bad, man. That's bad right there. So what they are talking about doing is, in 1877, following a serious allegations of fraud and illegal conduct in the Hayes-Tilden presidential race, specifically the elections in three states, Florida, Louisiana, South Carolina, were alleged to have been conducted illegally. In 77, Congress did not ignore those allegations, nor did the media simply dismiss those raising them as radicals trying to undermine democracy, which, you know what, I kind of hate that, man. They all talk about democracy, but we're actually a republic. Instead, Congress appointed an electoral commission consisting of 5 senators, 5 House members, and 5 Supreme Court justices to consider and resolve the disputed returns. So that is their plan. If they do not get that type of commission, they are going to reject on January 6th. And once more, when it comes to January 6th, there's going to be a ton of freaking people out there protesting this stuff. And I have a feeling that they're going to be surrounding the Capitol Hill building. But things on the left and the right are starting to blow up. Now I'm going to take you, and I talked about the police losing support. They didn't have it on the left. They thought they found somebody on the right that believed in them and stuff. You even had bikers out there at these blue rally craps that I'm always bitching about. But now, yes, now, here's one I'm going to show you a video of. This happened yesterday.
What is this right now? If it wasn't for you guys right now, these dudes are getting their shit smashed in.
That is a Proud Boy.
You've lost yourselves. You've lost yourselves. You have all lost yourselves. It's over. It's no more. No more. No more support for you guys at all.
No more support for the cops. Then it gets even more. Here comes some more stuff.
The blue.
They're tearing up or defacing flags with the blue line on them. And of course, you can find a lot of these on Twitter. Now they're stepping on it and stuff. But that just shows you, man, the Patriots are getting real sick and tired of the police. They got no support anymore. Now there's one of the blue flags. They're burning it, stepping on it. And again, this ain't a real American flag. You know, our stars and stripes is red and white. This has a blue on it.
That is not an American flag. An American flag has nothing else on it. That is not an American flag.
And they're right. That isn't an American flag.
They have fallen.
Man, I can't believe it's getting like this out there. And then furthermore, then they throw it at the cops. So now they don't only have to freaking deal with the left. Now they got to deal with the right. Now, going to Tom Finnan, and this is what a lot of people are upset about going around in these different states. Fulton County, Georgia had 109% registration rate more names on the rolls than eligible voting age citizens. Voter rolls in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Michigan are also a mess. And Congress has not taken this up, and it's going all over the place. He's proposed the 1877 conventions. Almost 40% of Americans from both parties believe widespread election fraud changed the result of that election. So we got a lot of stuff going on, guys. This is messed up. You never would have thought that you would actually see this happening with the right turning on the cops and stuff. What do you guys, you know, think of what's happening in this country right now? I seen that, you know, I thought we were only going to get maybe one with Hawley. Then I thought Tuberville would be on board with this. But 11 senators have now broke, and on the House side, I believe there's going to be over 100 that oppose this. We right now are witnessing history. This does not happen quite often in this country, man. And as Bruce in the YouTube chat room just said, he believes the revolution has started. And you know what? There's three stages of a revolution, civil war, whatever you want to call it. There's always three stages. The first one is everybody gets into the tribal sections, their beliefs, like you got left and right. Then you got number two, which is political discord, which has been happening the last 3 to 4 years. And now finally you're getting the civil disobedience on the streets. Now, I don't know what it is with law enforcement. Well, yeah, I do, because I'm always banging on them. And I get crap for banging on them. Now, are there good cops? Yes, there are. But I think all the good cops left, man. These cops have been leaving their jobs just behind. They've been gone. See ya. You know, now you got these leftovers that, and I complained about it on a couple other segments, where they're enforcing these unconstitutional edicts from these governors that is not law. All these executive orders are not law. A law, if I have to take you back to, what is that, House of Rock or whatever it was in the 80s, how a bill is made, okay? It has to go through the legislature. You got that right, Peter. Time to wake up and stand up now. Thank you, King Jesus. We're talking, taking our country back. Rock and roll, Sparky. It's about time, man, and a lot of people are getting fed up with this stuff. But anyway, you have these cops. They're out there. And I think there was actually one in Canada on Twitter. This is going on worldwide. This ain't just in this country right here. They actually broke up a family gathering. There was like 6 family members there. But because the neighbors ratted them out, you can actually see this. This was on Twitter. Yeah, Schoolhouse Rock, Gray. It was actually on Twitter. Of these cops pulling these elderly people out of their own homes. Now, in Canada and Australia, I can see that because they're different than the United States of America. But in the U.S., I went over that one law yesterday on Hollywood and China Dolls show where they were talking about, this is actually, you know, the link's there. You can actually go see this law. I think it's A360 or A480 or something like that in New York, where the legislature is trying to pass it where if the governor tells everybody that this is a dangerous situation where people are walking around without masks, they're having events against his orders, he can lock them up. He can detain them. Wake up, people. This is some dangerous crap right now, man. Dangerous stuff when you got them kind of edicts going around in New York where they actually want to put it in law. And I actually feel sorry for New York. I feel sorry for California, Illinois, you know, we kind of, it's kind of different in Illinois. We got all the idiot blue people out in Chicago, and most of the state of Illinois is red. Other than that, no. They've lost their last Democrat representative in southern Illinois. It's done. But they're able to, you know, fix stuff in the state of Illinois. But where you got one-party systems in New York, in California, that can't be done. And for these people, and I was talking about it the other day, a woman grabbed a baton from a cop and just started slugging his ass, man. I was laughing my ass off. Business owners are starting to stand against these lockdowns, and now you've seen those videos where the right or the Proud Boys, and you know what? I support the Proud Boys. And, you know, you get tired of hearing about the white supremacists and stuff like that. No, you got one that's freaking half black running the damn Proud Boys. You got a lot of blacks in there. You got a lot of Latinos in that organization. They just don't like them, the media, and they want to, everybody that don't agree with the media is white supremacists, okay? That's basically how they work now. The media does not give any true news to anybody anymore. It's only opinion. It's op-eds. Now, if they labeled it under an op-ed type of thinking, hey, everybody be okay, cool, that's your opinion, go screw yourself. But now you're trying to push news. So now on January 6th, and let's get this straight. Everybody keeps talking about how he's lost all his freaking lawsuits. The problem with that argument is they dismissed it on procedural grounds. They never looked at the merits of the case. John Roberts is actually quoted, and this was down in Texas, from somebody who overheard the justice's argument over the Texas case, where John Roberts said, "We can't take this case or there'll be riots." And John Roberts can't stand Trump as it is. So what's that telling you about our judicial system? Now, I believe a commission like Cruz and these other senators are talking about a 10-day audit. Okay, let's do this. You have five senators, five congressmen, and then five Supreme Court justices. Look at these allegations. Because the numbers really don't add up if you look at it. Any normal, sane person can see that. And what I like else about what's going on with these senators, you're starting to see the split in the GOP. Now, the Democrats had their split. You got your progressives, and then you got the liberals over there. The liberals and progressives ain't the same, guys. And now, forming on the GOP, where you had 74 million people vote for Trump, the only reason the GOP are alive is because of Trump. I hate to say it, but that's the truth. Now you're seeing all these politicians coming out that support Trump that said, ain't happening. We're standing up for what we believe and what our constituents believe in. So I think that's just a huge freaking development today. And again, I was supposed to take off, but man, that was a head hitter right there, man. I was like, there ain't no way. And then when I seen the Proud Boys going after cops and burning stuff, I was like, damn, this country's going to, I was talking to China Doll about it on the show. I was like, man, this is a powder keg. This powder keg is just going to blow, because people right now feel disenfranchised by the very government that's supposed to help them. You're not supposed to give millions of damn dollars of our money. And I told them on that show to look at your check. You'll see the federal tax withdrawal out of there. That money is going to the federal government for them to go over and give $10 million to Pakistan, $700 million to Sudan. Why our, you know what? My main street here is bare empty. You know, we don't have, you know, we have to go miles to go to like a Walmart or a big box chain. But our main street downtown is independently owned small businesses, and they are a ghost town right now. I'm glad a lot of them has banded together and said, hey, we're not closing down. Ain't going to happen. We're not closing down. That's what needs to start happening. People stand up, just say no. Ain't, get on the phone with your representatives. Monday, I'm going to show you guys how it's done. I'm going to get a hold. See, I got, I'm in the 16th district in Illinois. Kinzinger, you know, the guy who always goes around, and I'm not bashing on vets, but touts his military service so he can be a dick. I have a question for him. Since military service is your claim to fame off the back of the 2010 Tea Party movement, are you in any relations to Benedict Arnold? Because he was, a pretty decorated freaking general. I'm just wondering. So I'm going to be calling my representative, recording it on the air. And, you know, hopefully you guys do the same. Contact your reps, because it really will help with this stuff. You now have 12 senators. Are going, and you know what? It's hard as hell to get one during these electoral college deals. But now you got 12, and I guarantee that it's going to keep on coming. Because what Mitch McConnell did with withholding the votes for those $2,000 checks pissed everybody off. Georgia, they're going to lose the vote. They're going to lose it. Not only because of the way they do their elections down there, but because Mitch McConnell held up that $2,000 and he's trying to tell Americans that it was for the rich. Don't try to pull that card, man. Not when you gave $134 million to Amazon. Jeff Bezos, the freaking richest guy in the world, got a tax break of a $134 million. Don't even try that crap with us anymore. Us people are sick and tired of you helping other countries. You guys, the GOP, put yourself in this mess. I'll never vote for another GOP candidate unless they're like a Patriot Party, a Tea Party-backed one. I won't vote for no rhinos. And there's people in the 16th right now lining up the primary freaking Kinzinger. I should freaking primary the guy. I love to get him on a debate stage. So this is big news, guys. You know, what do you guys think? I'm going to go down into the chat rooms real quick. And Sarge, you're talking about the gun laws. If this thing on April 6th or January 6th doesn't work, what you're going to have is a majority of Democrats owning all three freaking sections of the freaking government. The first thing they're going to do is go after your gun law, your guns. That's what's going to happen. They've already said it. They want to reinstitute the assault weapons ban, even though it's just a freaking regular rifle dressed up to look real scary. That's the first thing they're going to go after. Then they're going to open the borders. See, the GOP and the Democrats are the exact same animal. They're the exact same ones. They go in there as multimillionaires and take jobs that pay you $150,000 a year. That's just like our fat prick, JB, over here in Illinois. The guy's a billionaire. Why would you run for that job? It only pays this much. You got to put everything else in escrow. So why run for the job? Because you want power over the people. And you have seen it straight up during this crisis, how these governors abuse the power. We the people have to take that power back. And I believe January 6th, you're going to start seeing a lot of stuff happening. You might see 1 million or 2 million people up there. I don't know. I'm not going to say, you know, Alex Jones is saying 10 million. I don't think so. But you might have 300,000-500,000 people there surrounding that Capitol building with American flags and real pissed off. You know, I'd be surprised to see, because now, if you look at, even though I can't stand him, I can't support him, and you know what's funny? The Portland mayor, or whatever the hell it is, finally coming out and saying and calling them by their name, Antifa and stuff, and destroying our city. Well, you should, you know what? You shouldn't have took it out of the freaking toothpaste tube in the first place. Now you're trying to put it back in. But could you imagine them two groups now combining since they have a common freaking ideology? That is dangerous. Watching from Germany, married to an American, have a lot of friends and family in the USA. I warned them months ago, it's the same way the Nazis got their power in the 30s. You're damn right it was. Wow. We got somebody from Germany, Peter Mathia, and that is exactly right. He won on propaganda, taking your guns away. That's the first thing they always do. Propaganda is a very useful tool. If you control the media, you control everything. That's how they get in power. Now, if you look at, because I talked about socialism coming to America yesterday, and I also got, you know what, I actually equated socialism to the biker scene. If you're a member of the Throttle Club, you can go read that over on HarleyLiberty.com. But I talked about all that stuff. I talked about how they get the communications, then they go for their guns. They want to disarm you. Here's a guy who wants to be president saying, oh, all you need to do is get a 12-gauge shotgun. You don't need anything else. Yeah, right. Like, you know what? All those Secret Service agents around your ass right now carrying AR-15s and all that good stuff. So, come on, man, really? They think people are actually stupid. And you know what? The left goes after low information voters. That's why they even want to, you know, lower the voting age to 16. They've already tried that. Low information voters, give them what they want, and boy, we'll have power forever. For Christ's sakes, the 117th Congress that starts tomorrow put in the rules that they will no longer use father, mother, man, woman. You got to look at it. I put that up. I was like, you're this is what we're coming to? For those who served in the military, I got this question for you. This question is for the military, especially the ones that served, I have to say, before 2010, okay? Before 2010. What they're teaching them people now in the service, they're softening them up with all this freaking politically crap stuff. Do you think that our military of today would be able to take on China or Russia in a full-out battle war, man? Do you think we'd be able to do it with how they've softened up, say, boot camp? Because I know before all this PC stuff, they used to beat the hell out of you in boot camp, man. Now drill instructors can't even freaking swear or get into their face. What if they have to face off with China or Russia? They get captured. Do you think it's going to be, you know, PC on them? No. That's where our country's coming to, and I think the two different philosophies are starting to converge, and I think it's going to happen on January 6th because this is freaking huge, man. Yeah, we got 200,000 military personnel real life, but China has over a million. And they are free. Do you see them goose-stepping all over the damn place? It's in their head. They're indoctrinated, man. It's everything for the states. Hell no, not in combat arms. Well, there you go. So, and then you got MSG who just says, I'm 100% glad I retired. You know, you have guys like MSG that was in the service, other that was in the service, Sarge. They were old school military. But now teaching this PC crap and you're changing the house rules to take. I'm sorry, man. You're born either a male or female. I don't think you get a third choice. Not until you have, when you are born, you come out of your freaking mommy's coochie. You're either a freaking man or a girl. It's just the way it is. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. I don't care how much you want to change stuff. That's a fact that can't be changed. But you want to put that in the rules. That is friggin' obnoxious. But one thing I am glad about, because I do believe the establishment needs to be torn down. It needs to be. Both on the left and on the right. Time to get rid of those rhinos and the freaking the military industrial complex, because you know in that NDAA they just passed, they limited the powers of the president to bring us out of war. Afghanistan. People, and you know what? In 2001, everybody knew this. Them people have been fighting for thousands of years, guerrilla warfare. Thousands of them. They beat the Soviet army, and I'm not talking about the Russian army. I'm talking about the Soviet army in the 80s. They beat all conquerors that tried to take that. And 20 years later, we're still there. 20 years later, it's time to bring them home. That is an unwinnable war because they're just going to keep on fighting. Just going to keep it up. And like Matt Gaetz said from Florida, we've just been trading villages for the last 20 years while our kids have been dying. And I hate to say this, you know, my son's coming up on 18 years old. Over my dead body, you're ever going to join the friggin' military? Hell no! Why, so they'd send you overseas to the Middle East to die for some stupid crap? We did our duty for 2001. They bombed the hell out of them. But it's an unwinnable war. But that's what that Congress, that Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer put in that bill. They also put on in that bill, buried in it, where they regulate the president's authority to use the Insurrection Act. If you ask me, he should have used it already damn ready. Amanda Nicholas, listen to this, makes me so thankful. To live in Texas, I never knew how badly run other states were until the pandemic hit. I always been told to stay aware. Things you're saying are making sense now. Our governor has been making some bold posts lately. Texas, hell yeah, man. Texas right now, the governor just basically came out on Twitter the other day and said it ain't happening. And that was in regards to Houston trying to close down their whole entire city. You know what? I'm surprised. You know, there is one congressman out there that's trying to file for secession. I don't know if you guys know your history, but if when Texas was introduced into the United States, taken in, they had a clause that they could leave. It's in there. Read up on your history, man. Let's see here. Let's see what Eccentric has to say. Tell him to join Blackwater. Better money, but PMC usually needs prior military experience. I'm glad that he freaking pardoned them Blackwater Thanes, man. And that's one thing that irritates me the hell out about the left. They sit here, well, they're war criminals this or they're war criminals that. It's war, people. It's not supposed to be nice. You kill for your side or be killed. Oh, my God. And then Amanda says, yes, we can divide into five states. Rock on. Replying to Amanda, wait more and more. And that's the problem. You know what, Pete? You bring up a good point. You got people moving out of California, Illinois. It's like a freaking horse race to get out here. They move to other states, and next thing you know, boom. They bring the same policies they left. What sense does that make to anybody? So, I just wanted to come out here real quick, give you guys the lowdown on this. I think it's pretty big, huge. It's war and no place for wannabe contractors. Mercenaries, if you ask me. Illinois Constitution has a clause that they can split into many. Problem, you know what? We just need to get rid of Chicago and we'd be all right as a state. Oh, man. And did you hear that that Iranian president come out and say Trump would be dead soon? Could you imagine them trying to assassinate Trump? You'd be dumb, man. Well, you know what? We'll turn your freaking land of sand into a land of freaking glass. That's what I'd have to say. They ruined Austin already. I'm sorry to hear that. Rock on. But yeah, Sparky, long live our constitutional republic. It looks like it's going to get a good stand on the 6th. So you guys stay tuned and stuff. I know it's Saturday afternoon. You guys enjoying stuff. Really appreciate you coming on, listening to me and all that good stuff. And let's see what happens, man. Tonight, we are having the Zoom call with the members. I put all the information out there if you want to join at 7 p.m. Central. Bring it to the table tomorrow because I didn't one earlier than this one. So I'll see you Monday morning on the Biker News Show, man. You guys stay good, stay safe, rock on. You guys are awesome. Thanks for all the donations and stuff. You guys are killer, man. I'll talk to you guys later. We'll be right back.